Right now, panel, it's time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Charlie, the New York Times reported on BP's long history of safety violations. It turns out they've been blowing stuff up for decades. But the company insists that safety is now job one. In fact, the CEO, Tony Hayward, recently instituted a rule preventing employees at BP from doing what?
Dating Bristol Palin.
That's...
The other BP.
The other safety.
Listen. Yeah. British Petroleum is an evil BP. Bristol Palin is a kind of a fun, distracting, silly
That's
BP.
That's true.
And both involved in drilling in their own way.
All right. Yes. And yes, but it's not Bristol's fault that the cap wasn't kept on the well. That was. That's Levi's.
No, it has nothing to do with Bristol Palin. Now, this goes back to the Grande French roast spill.
What, no more coffee?
Well, close.
I mean, no more drinking at your terminal and stuff?
You're close enough. Yeah. You're not allowed to walk down the hallway carrying hot coffee.
Walk down the hallway?
Yes, that's what they say. When Tony Hayward took the reins of BP in 2007, he pledged to fix the company's safety problems. And priority number one was avoiding unpleasant coffee burns. Priority number 400, not ruining the world. So at BP, many hallways at their headquarters have a sign imploring employees not to walk and carry coffee at the same time. Workplace hot beverage-related incidents are way down. So following the success of that coffee safety plan, crews are now posting signs on all their deep water wells saying, please do not spill all the oil into the ocean.